in my humble opinion, for what it's worth, there's a corporal act of mercy, is donating to. And I know as Catholics, we're always looking for opportunities to perform corporal acts of mercy. And here you go, folks. Dave, can you run through those numbers? And
yeah, absolutely. If you want to call Joni at the office for the Special Olympics of Illinois, it's 428-9255, 428-9255. You can go to their website at soill.org, area 10, or you can contact Joni via her email address at jkeys@soill.org. Also, if you're interested in helping out a little bit this afternoon with the box lunches, you can call the Knights of Columbus Hall at 422-2624 and ask them, you know, if they need help, go down there and make some sandwiches and bag some lunches and get her done for Saturday for the big bowling event. We're just really excited to talk about this today, and I'm so glad you came in, Joni. It's
been
a wonderful chat.
Yeah, me too. It was
nice. I've learned a lot about the Special Olympics. The different events and stuff. It's just an amazing thing that you do, and thank you so much for
Joni.
She's got her heart and soul into it.
Well, she's entitled to a gold medal in juggling because we played with her schedule trying to get her here. She agreed right off, folks, but we've had some stumbling blocks with equipment and having to reschedule and so on and so forth, but she's been very gracious with us, and as always, and arranged her schedule to make sure she could come, and we appreciate it, Joni.
Well, I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
All right.
Well, we'll have you back again and talk about it.
Anytime.
We'd love to have you back.
We always have stuff going on, so be happy to share.
Super.
Absolutely. All right, this is the Cradle and Convert, WDCR 88.9, Decatur Catholic Radio, Catholic Radio for Decatur and Central Illinois.
Have you ever wondered how early in life it was determined that you would be right or left-handed? By 8 weeks of development, 75% of unborn children exhibit a tendency to use their right hand. How amazing that God has even the smallest details planned for us when we are still in the womb. Human life is sacred. Think about it. CoalitionForLife.com.
Welcome back to the Cradle and the Convert. You know, Mark, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the song that's playing right now behind us there is Tony Menendez.
Oh, really?
And Tony Menendez is a Catholic singer. He played for the Pope in Los Angeles when Pope John Paul II was here. Tony Menendez has no arms.
Oh.
He plays the guitar with his feet.
I knew I had heard of him. I was trying to place him in my mind.
We met him at the Catholic Radio Conference last year in St. Louis, and he played a show for us. And this man plays the guitar with his feet.
Unbelievable.
And sings. He is an incredible talent given to him by God. He, as a child, he told his dad he wanted to learn to play the guitar. And his dad said, okay, I'll buy you the guitar. If you think you can do this, and it's unbelievable the way he plays a guitar with his feet. I digress. I know we're supposed to be talking about the upcoming gospel, but to see someone, we talked about Special Olympics today, about people with disabilities.
Yes.
And here's a man that plays and sings the guitar, played for the Pope in Los Angeles.
Yeah, absolutely incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. And absolutely. If you want to find out more about Tony Menendez, go to Google or go to YouTube and pick up the videos and look at them. It's free on YouTube. And it's Tony Melendez, M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z, Tony Melendez.
That's right.
All right, you got a gospel coming up this Sunday, Mark? You want to read to us?
I do.
Oh, well, good. Okay.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, there you have it.
Well, before we started this segment, you and I talked a little bit.
Yeah,
about
a little
this
bit.
Is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
It's hard for us to hear the words of Jesus when they sound to be
cold,
disparaging.
And not in love of your neighbor, as he taught.
But
so
we
many
know
times.
That it was.
Yes.
And, you know, Father Simon from Father Simon Says, who comes on right after us at 10 o'clock this morning, last week was talking about this, and he mentioned that when the words were translated from Hebrew to Greek and to Latin and different things, that the true word in this gospel from the Greek is, instead of dog, really means puppy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the people loved their puppies back then, just like they love their puppies now.
Sure.
So it's not like a garbage-eaten alley scallywagon dog that he's talking about. It's more like a puppy.
Right.
And this is a great one to listen to your priest this weekend talk about, because this is a tough one. And like you said, at first blush, it's tough to understand what Jesus is talking about. And that's why we have seminaries and we have priests that get trained and learn this stuff, and we'll be able to explain it. But at least you've heard it today. And when you hear the word dog, remember Father Simon Says that really means a lovable puppy.
Yeah, and you know what, Dave, really, if you think about the sequence of events in this particular passage of Matthew, the woman calls out, he ignores her.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples come and say, "Let's send her away." But Jesus then says, "Look, you know, here's what I was sent for and nothing else." And this woman still pleads. And what does he start off with? "O woman, great is your faith." And Jesus does this several times during the various gospel messages and readings that we have at Mass, where he at first seems to not respond in the fashion that they've requested, but when they persist in their prayer, their pleading, Jesus answers. And he does that here.
Do you think maybe part of that too was on the job training for the apostles and the disciples to see how he ultimately handles it in the end?
Sure.
And commends the woman for great faith and
healing. It would certainly make sense.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
Now, the real story will come out Sunday in the homilies.
Yeah, listen to your priest, not to,
not to us.
We just want to give you a little briefing
on what
he's going to be reading about.
That's right.
Okay. So, community calendar, do you have anything over there?
I do.
Interesting, Mark? You know, we always ask our listeners and the different parishes, if you have an event coming up, we would love to promote it for you here on the Cradle and the Convert, give you free space here on this show about your upcoming events. All you have to do is call us at 464-1099. You get the office here. If you've got an event, we'll be happy to put it on the show. So what do you got, Mark?
Well, St. James Bulletin a couple of weeks ago had some info in it about a conference on aging, and that is going to be held Saturday, August 26th. From 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Cathedral in Springfield, Immaculate Conception, in the atrium. And topics will include preparing to parent your parent and end-of-life conversations. Now, there is a registration fee. That's $10, but it includes lunch. So, folks, that's August 26th.
Well, and that might be a good option for people that are dealing with upcoming conversations
that,
you know, to get some training and have some backbone about what you have to say instead of kind of trying to muddle your way through those difficult conversations.
That's right. In a couple weekends, folks, WDCR is going to be selling tickets for, this is the movie this year coming up. So many people turn out. I mean, it's a great fundraiser
it
for
is.
Us.
And it's a great fun.
Oh, it is. And great movies. We're batting 1,000 with our movies. I mean, people have really raved
who
about
picks
them.
Those?
I don't know.
Somebody picks them. I know they don't have us pick them.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe it was you and you were soliciting some praise here, but I know better.
No, they always seem to pick a great movie to
they
show.
Sure do. Well, probably the committee working on this has come up with the movie. It is a film by Ian and Dominic Higgins, The 13th Day. And folks, this is very apropos this year in particular because it's about Fatima. And about the woman clothed with the sun and a great sign appearing in heaven to the three children. And we've heard a lot about that this year being the anniversary, 100th anniversary of that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be on Thursday. It's on a Thursday, September 14th, 6:30 p.m. at the Avon Theater. And, of course, folks, that's in the 500 block of North Water Street.
The historic Avon.
The historic Avon Theater. Tickets are $5 each or four for $15. And representatives will be selling those tickets after masses in a couple of weeks. And so be sure, folks, that you bring your money and you can get your tickets to the movie after mass. From one of the WDCR representatives.
And what is it, $5 you say a ticket?
$5 each or four for $15.
Jay Scott in the state's attorney's office is alerting people to an Ameren, Illinois scam where people call and claim they are from Ameren IP and that you're delinquent on your bill. And if you don't give them a credit card number or a debit card number, they're going to shut your power off. Ameren IP tells us that they would never do that on a phone call.
Right.
And that this is definitely a scam, and don't fall for it. So, you know, there's a lot of scams are being played on the elderly, and not even just the elderly, but, I mean, anybody could fall for that one if, you know.
That's right.
If the guy sounded official enough to be IP and we're going to shut your power off. So.
That's right. I do want to plug the parish mission at Holy Family coming up. Dave, we're going to have a three-night mission at Holy Family starting on September 10th and ending on the 12th. All three of our past deacons who have since been ordained that spent their summers with us there at Holy Family are coming back.
Oh, nice.
Father Marty Smith, Father Braden Mayer, and Father Michael Friedel are all going to come back and each do one of the night's missions. And that'll be to enrich our Catholic faith and the sacraments and so on and so forth. So, folks, you want to be sure and stay tuned for more information on that. And I think that catches us up to date, Dave.
Okay. Hey, I got something I want to mention. Next Monday at approximately 1:15 in the afternoon, this part of the country will experience a solar eclipse.
How about that?
Now, this solar eclipse here in the Decatur-Macon County area will be about 95% complete. 100% is a total solar eclipse.
Right.
And they'll have that down in southern Illinois,
right.
Carbondale and Edwardsville and those areas. But we're going to have a 95% eclipse right here in Decatur. And they said that will be dark enough that the street lights will come on, that the temperature will drop a few degrees while the sun is being blocked. It's just an amazing thing. Now, don't go outside and look at this without special lensed glasses or a piece of, the welders wear those helmets that have the dark shaded stuff, because the radiation coming around the sun when it's blocked by the moon can do extreme harm to your eyes.
That's right. And, you know, I just heard yesterday that Amazon is recalling some of these eclipse glasses they have been had sold on their site because they found out they weren't as advertised, didn't have.
Could you imagine if you got those for your kids?
And you know how many thousands of orders Amazon handles every day. Can you imagine them trying to track down who all bought this and where it went?
Where did you see that, Mark? Do you remember?
I heard it on the radio.
Okay. Well, if it's on the radio,
well,
it must
be true. If the media's reporting it, it's got to be the gospel.
That's a pretty serious thing. Yeah. You know, I know they sell them at Lowe's and Walmart has them. Menards has them. I know we had a partial eclipse when I was a kid.
Yep.
And we got a piece of a welder's mask, the glass that goes in a welder's mask, and looked at it that way. Because you know how bright that arc is on a welder.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not sure, don't look at it with the naked eye, because it will hurt you. It will blind you.
And I will tell you, we had a full eclipse when I was in grade school, and I'm thinking maybe second or third grade, probably third or fourth grade. But I can remember they had us take shoeboxes.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And we put a piece of white paper inside the shoebox on the one end, and then put a hole through the back of it, and we held the box up on our shoulder almost to catch the sun, and it projected the image on this white paper.
I remember that.
I wonder how safe that was now.
Well,
now that I've had numerous eye surgeries and cataracts and everything else.
As long as you're not looking directly at it, I think maybe that might be the best way to do it.
But it
will be a really interesting thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that have been saying, oh, this is going to be the end of the world.
That's right.
You know, we've had the blood moon, and
right.
we've had this meteor
right.
shower, and now
right.
we've got a full eclipse.
Yep.
Well, no
Revelations.
One, no one knows the day or the hour except
That's
the Father.
That's exactly
so
right.
Don't panic, folks.
Decatur Catholic Radio, WDCR, 88.9, 96.5.
Okay, welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert. Mark, in the closing minutes this morning, I found a really nice article about St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Yeah, I need to insert something here.
Insert.
That's right. That's a Bartholomew word.
Go ahead and insert
it. It's a family word. I took my medicine, folks, so I'm feeling much better now. Just don't bring up anything about statues. Okay, now you can go on. I just didn't
good.
Want them scared to listen.
All right.
Thinking I'm going to snap in any minute.
Well, Mark, are you familiar with Maximilian Kolbe?
Oh, of course. He was a prisoner.
Yeah, he was a Franciscan friar.
That's right.
And 76 years ago, he died in Auschwitz.
Yes.
And he was a martyr.
Yes, he was.
He gave himself to the Nazis to have one of the... Well, the story is there was an attempted escape from Auschwitz. And they selected 10 prisoners to put to death.
Pay the price.
Yep. Basically. And one of them was a man with a family, and Father Kolbe spoke to the Nazis and said, look, let me take his place.
Yeah.
And the Nazis were really impressed with the fact that his faith would allow him to do that.
Sure.
But he did take this man's place, and ultimately they attempted to starve him and the other 9 prisoners
right.
Without success. And then they finally gave him a poison and killed him with a drug. And he is also the patron saint of people that have substance abuse. He's the patron saint of that.
Wow.
But he, when he was canonized in, I think, somewhere in the early 90s, the man whose place he took in the death chamber was there.
Yeah, how about that?
Amazing. Well, from Epic Pew, which is a blog site that I like to check out, I've got some quotes from Father Kolbe, St. Maximilian Kolbe, I'd just like to share with you.
Okay.
All right. This incredible priest and martyr, the first one, he said, let us not forget that Jesus not only suffered, but rose in glory. So, too, we go to the glory of the resurrection by the suffering and the cross.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our crosses to bear.
Yes, we do.
He said, for Jesus Christ, I am prepared to suffer still more. Now, isn't that something?
Yeah, that's incredible.
And here he is being, you know, tortured in a prison camp.
Yeah.
Be a Catholic. When you kneel before an altar, do it in such a way that others may be able to recognize that you know before whom you kneel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that when it happens.
Exactly.
You know, when think about who before you kneel. The most deadly poison of our times is indifference, and this happens although the praise of God should know no limits. Let us strive, therefore, to praise Him to the greatest extent of our powers. If anyone does not wish to have Mary Immaculate for his mother, he will not have Christ for his brother.
There you go. That's a good one.
That is a good one. God dwells in our midst in the blessed sacrament of the altar.
That's true.
Yeah, and, you know, we have the opportunity to do that right here at St. Mary's.
That's right. 24 hours.
24 hours a day. Number seven, the cross is the school of love. You know, that's...
That's a good one.
When you think about the love to lay down your life for a bunch of guilty people.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And that's what Jesus did for us. Never be afraid of loving the Blessed Virgin too much. You can never love her more than Jesus did.
That's true.
Isn't that sweet? I mean, you think about that.
Yeah.
His own mother. This great saint and martyr, when you think about laying his life down for an innocent person, it's just an amazing thing. It's just... He was a great saint. They just celebrated his feast day here a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And, I enjoy reading his stuff. And Epic Pew, folks, is a blog site. It's on the internet. It's just called epicpew.com. You can sign up for their daily blog and read this interesting stuff, really interesting stuff. And, you know, Mark, before we close the show, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the movie. I know you've got the flyer over there. The date of the movie is coming up real quick in September. But the movie, The 13th Day, I just pulled up a little thing on the internet to give our folks at home what this movie's about. In 1917, Fatima, Portugal, this occurred between May and October.
The Blessed
Virgin Mary appeared to three young children, Lucia dos Santos and her cousin Jacinta and Francisco Marto, in the fields outside the village of, I don't know how you pronounce this, Aljustrel.
Yeah, I don't know.
In Portugal, very close to Fatima, the city of Fatima. The Lady of Light, more brilliant than the sun, would come and speak to them at certain times during the days, and on the 13th day of each month for 6 months, promising that her last visit she would perform a miracle for all to see. So they would believe.
Yes.
She was going to, and these kids were telling the folks in the village that the lady in gold is going to do a miracle.
Right.
Okay, so Lucia later revealed that on the lady's third visit, she gave the children a secret told in three parts, the three secrets of Fatima. And they were in the form of a prophetic vision of the future events, including the advent and timing of the Second World War.
Yep.
The spread of communism.
Right.
And the assassination of a pope.
That's right.
You know, which was John
Paul. John Paul II.
And it was a miracle that he wasn't assassinated.
It certainly was close.
He said the
close.
Blessed Mother saved him.
That's right.
From that. So the movie itself, Mark, when is it again?
The movie is going to be September 14th. That's a Thursday night.
Okay.
At 6:30 p.m. at the Avon Theater, 500 North Water Street. And tickets are being sold probably, Dave, the next two weekends after this coming, last of August and the 1st of September after Masses. They're $5 per person, or you can get four for $15. Okay. So, folks, make sure you take your money with you to the Masses in a couple of weeks so you'll be able to buy the tickets. And as one of those who sells and has to deal with a whole bunch of customers at once after Mass, please try and have $5 bills.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to count when you're trying to sort out what money was yours for change. And
now, we can take credit cards now, too, right?
Not for this.
Oh, not for the movie?
No.
Okay.
But you can here. I mean, if you want to purchase them here, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
here,
I don't think we
can.
Yes. I don't think we have the ability to take it after Mass.
No, and don't give your credit card number to just anybody, folks.
Especially somebody from this station. You never know. You know.
Most of these people are really nice.
I know. Most. I'm teasing, folks. This is a joke.
All right. Well, Mark, we're just about out of time for this morning. Maybe you'd like to close with a prayer.
How about a memorare?
Oh, okay. Great.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hey, there's no show next week, Mark, because Relevant Radio is doing its pledge drive. We hope our listeners will be generous to Relevant Radio.
Yeah, because that's generosity towards us.
It comes back to us, yeah.
Yeah.
Just an advance warning, their number is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Father Simon's next here on Relevant Radio. Glad you could join us.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.